We're up to Tzadik Beis Amud Aleph, Omar Rabba, about three quarters of the way down. Omar Rabba, Reuven Shemachar Kol Sdos of Shimon. Reuven sold all of his fields to Shimon. The Chaz of Shimon Machar Soda Achas Levi, and Shimon sold one field to Levi, and all the original fields were sold in the same style. There was no field before, after, whatever. They all were meshubed at the same time. Rashi, kol sdo so b'shtar echad, in one shtar. The shnei shtaros ain't go b'milevi, elin came lakach mishimen, osa shalakach miruvin b'achron. Right? If it would be they written in different shtaros, so then you couldn't collect from Levi unless, what's it called, it was the last shtar that Shimon took. As you could always say, I left place by Reuven before I bought the fields that you could collect from them. You never collect from Mishubadim if there's been a Chorin. So if, for instance, Reuven, Reuven sold field X and Y, but not Z. So he left Z. So then, what's it called, the Baal Chov collects from Z, not from X and Y, because that's been a Chorin. And then, if Shimon bought that field last, then he bought that field. So the shibud on that field comes first. So if he sold Levi that field, then the Baal Chov could collect from Levi. But he sold him any other first field, then those fields were not meshubid when the last one became meshubid. The Matzi Amar Lehiniach Lechah Shimon Makom Ligvose Menu Kishalach Echazu Ve'ein Zeh B'Shibudah. Because you could tell him, I left you fields by Reuven from the Chachilah to collect from. The aim you from in the Chasim Meshubah, the Mokin Sheikh Ben Echol. So now the halach is like this. And also, for now, so Reuven sold all his fields to Shimon, and Shimon went and sold a field to Levi. So also Baal Chov to Reuven, and the Baal Chov now wants to collect one of these fields, because Reuven doesn't have any money. So he wants to collect, or fields. So he wants to collect from the fields that are Meshubah. So Ratzah Mizeh Gover, Ratzah Mizeh Gover. He can collect either from Levi or from Shimon, either one. The karka of both of them is equally lean to the loan. The lo amron ela dizovna benimus. That's only if Shimon sold Levi benimus, which is what a Baal Chov collects from. Aval zovna idis, the ziburis, but if he sold him idis or ziburis, Motzi Omer Le Levi could say, Lahachi Tarchi Vizvini Ara Galochazilach. Right? I Badafka bought land that isn't what the Baal Chov can normally collect. So I did it in order to leave the land that the Baal Chov can collect by Shimon. Ubeinis Nami Lo Amran, Ela Delo Shovak Beinis de Chavasot. And even the Beinis is only if Levi bought Beinis and left other Beninus by Shimon. But if what's it called? He didn't leave any Beninus by Shimon. Aval Shavak Beninus, if he left, Aval Shavak Beninus to Chavasa, if he left Beninus by Shimon, so that what's it called? He could say that what's it called? Motzi Omer Lehinachti Lechomokum Ligbo Sheminim. I left you land to collect from the first person, from Shimon. And that's considered like B'nei Chorin Keneged the second sale. Here's Rashi. Ratzah Mizeh Gover, Ratzah Mizeh Gover. Kin Messiahim V'Ozil, the Zovan Levi Mishimon Beninus. Right? That the Gemara explains is talking in a case where Levi bought from Shimon Beninus, which is what a Baal Chov normally collects. Shishibud Baal Chov Aleho. V'lo Shovak Beninus Mishal Ruvein Efzo Shimon. And he didn't leave any other Beninus by Shimon. So he took over the Chov, even though the Baal Chov has his choice. He can get bigger Ziburis or less Idis. Hilkach Ratzel Ligvas Mishimen Idis Gover. So Amar Lei, Atol HaKachto Kol HaSodos. V'nichnas Tachas Ruvein Nishtabed L'Chovi. And Maisha, you bought all of Ruvein Sodos, so you now come in the place of Ruvein. So now, what's it called? I can collect my debt from you, just like I could have collected from Ruvein. As long as I find anything that belongs to Reuven by you, I can collect it. Lo atriyachas lady shiniach li makom miglas, because lady left me a place to collect from you. You come first. Ratsa mi lady gova, or he can collect from lady. Why? Kigonim lo yimtsa itzoshivin mishaluvein elaziburis. So gova benz, because since there's no karka that really is directly mishubit to the balchov, it's only benzinit by Shimon, only by lady, so you can collect from lady too. You're the one who took over the shibud because you took the beninus. I forgot the ilu locha levi the beninus zumi ruvein. The hiniach etzel ziburus lohayochabal chov the ruvein mauser levi. If levi would have bought it directly from ruvein, he would have bought beninus and left only ziburus and edus by ruvein. So now the balchov can't collect his beninus, even though his ikur din is beninus and ruvein only has ziburus and edus. But the ma'isa, they're b'nei chorin. And you don't collect from Mishubadim where there's b'nei chorin. So then he couldn't have collected from Levi. However, Kiddushman, Ein Yifroim in Achosim Mishubadim and Malkum Sheish b'nei chorin. Fafilu hen ziburis. Even if the karka that is left, b'nei chorin, is ziburis, you collect from it. Get bigger field, but you get ziburis. Hashem hu deruvein balchovahu. That's because Ruvein made the loan. Reuven borrowed the money. But Omer Rabbanan, it may tikkun ha'olam, kol zman sheyesh etzel bal chovo, kedei chovo lo yitrov l'chuvo. Rabbanan made a takana that as long as the original bal chov has what to pay, you don't go and collect from the shubadim. Avokan Shimon la bal chovo, but over here, Shimon is not the original lender. He also took over a shibu. So therefore, if there's no beinimus left by the first lien holder, then the second lien holder takes over. The afalav mikoch tirfahu ba. But if he wants to, he can get from Shimon, because he could say, when Levi bought the property, he left property by you, by Shimon. Okay, Omer Abayi. Okay, good thing we're not learning Tosfos. Okay, Omer Abayi. Ruvain Shemacher Soda with Shimon Bachrayis. Ruvain sold a field to Shimon with Achrayis, that if the field gets taken away from Shimon, he'll reimburse him. He also Balchov the Ruvain, the Katorof Lemine. And the Balchov of Ruvain took the field away from Shimon. So now what normally should be is that Shimon should go to Ruvain and get his money back. Okay? So Dinahu, the Ozul Ruvain Umatzile. Ruvain, however, can, if he wants to, go to the Balchov and pay him off and get the field back for Shimon. Okay, now instead of Shimon going to Ruvain to get his money back, what's it called? Ruvain, if he wants to, can go to the Balchov who took the field and said, look, I'll give you money for the field, give the field back to Shimon. Okay. Why would I think you can't do that? Because the Balchov can say, you're not the one that you have nothing to do with me anymore. Right? I collected from a lien. You didn't have money to pay me, so I went and got the lien property. You, what's it called? So you're not my Baldvarim. Right? Shimon is my, what's it called? And Shimon's not my Baldvarim either. He's, what's it called? I took it from Shimon. Shimon has no tain on me because I was allowed to take it. So let Shimon get his money from you. But why? What are you doing now with this field? This field has nothing to do with you. You pay Shimon. Don't bother with me. You ain't say that. Why? Lo matzi omer lei la bal dvarim didia. Why? Mishum de omer lei dematkas minai olai hoda. You can say, because I'm involved here. Because if they took it away from, what's it called, from Shimon, he's going to come back and get the money from me. So I am a interested party in this case. What happens if he sold the Shalobach rice? Shimon can't come back to him and take the field and get paid for the field. So Reuven's out of the picture completely. So can he still go to the Balchov and pay him off and get the field back and give it back to Shimon? Even if he didn't get a price, why? The Amar Lei, Lo Nichali Dehavi Le V'Shimon Tarmus Alai. I don't want Shimon to have complaints against me. I'm not really chayiv to reimburse him for the field, but I want that he should get his field. I don't have to have complaints from me. See? Lav bal adinu who also ruin matzah. Right? In yeshlo alav shum gilgul dvori. Lav shol chov keneged chov. Oh, ishtav alav below praticha. Right? Rashi's saying lechora, if the guy has money to pay, why didn't the guy come in first? It's not talking where he's paying for the field outright. He's making a din with him and saying, look, you owed me money for something else. So in lieu of that other chov, give the field back to Shimon. Right? Or he says, what's it called? You never paid me for this field. So what are you coming to get it? So Reuven can't say, the Baal Chov of Reuven can't say, you're out of the picture. You can't take me to court. I have nothing to do with you. My din is with Shimon. Shimon's din is with you. I have nothing to do with you. Right? But if you could pay for it, then why don't you collect the money from him to begin with? That's what you're saying. He's talking in case he didn't have money to pay. But now he wants to what's it called, to arrange that the field should go back to Shimon. Lav bal dvorim didiat, any torik mchaklum, I didn't take anything away from you. You and Shimon have to fight this out. But I'm not, I have nothing to do with you. So I don't have to go to court with you. You have no time over here. You're an uninterested party. Matkish minei olai hadar. So if he sold it with achrayas, I am very uninterested party. So Shimon's going to come to get his money for the field that you took away. So I have a right, if I can find some way to get that field back to Shimon, because you didn't pay me originally, and I want you to take a shvua or whatever, then I'm an interested party. Even if he doesn't have to pay Shimon, he's still an interested party. Because he can say, look, as much as I can to keep the field by Shimon, but he shouldn't have complaints against me, that I'm also interested. Even if I don't have to pay him back, but I don't want him to have complaints. So that even Shalom Bachrayas, he can get involved in the case.